For WKU Public Radio, I'm Kevin Willis. It's lunchtime at the Smoky Pig Barbecue Restaurant in Bowling Green. This place opens at 10:30 a.m. and by noon on this Tuesday, almost every table is taken and every seat claimed. I came to the Smoky Pig today to meet with a man who claims to be afflicted with something he calls HEBD, or hyperenthusiastic barbecue disorder.
By the way, I'm going to answer your question, but first thing I'm going to do is take another bite of this shoulder. It's best when it's hot, because here's what happens. If you let this stuff cool down too much.
Wes Berry is a PhD-holding professor of English at WKU, and he's just authored a new book, not about fine literature or poetry, but about his true passion, barbecue, and more specifically, the kinds of barbecue one can find in the bluegrass state. The Kentucky Barbecue Book is Berry's love letter to his favorite food and state. The Barron County native says he's eaten at 168 barbecue restaurants, joints, shacks, festivals, and Catholic church picnics in the Commonwealth, all in the name of good research, of course. Here at the Smoky Pig, you get your food in a partitioned styrofoam box, you find yourself a seat, and you chow down.
Great. Oh, look at that. Pretty as can be. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I follow Wes's lead regarding what I should order. They say when in Rome, and when it comes to barbecue, Wes Berry is Caesar. We order the pork shoulder plate double dipped, and here's where my barbecue education begins. It turns out shoulder means different things to different people. In the South Central Kentucky region, a shoulder plate means you're getting thinly sliced pieces of Boston butt grilled over coals. Dipped means the pork has been coated with spicy barbecue dip. The Smoky Pig serves its barbecue up in a way known as Monroe County style. So what distinguishes, say, Monroe County style barbecue sauce from other sauces? Take it away, Wes Berry.
The Monroe County sauce is about the most distinctive thing going in Kentucky barbecue because, and I would say barbecue anywhere, the basic sauce is lard, butter, vinegar, cayenne pepper, black pepper, and salt. And people tweak it in different ways.
The recipe for home cooks that Wes provides in his book calls for a modest 2 cups of lard and 4 sticks of butter, you know, just to provide a little balance for the distilled vinegar, black pepper, and cayenne. Wes Berry set out on the Kentucky barbecue odyssey that formed the backbone of his book in the summer of 2009. But in reality, the genesis of the book came from his childhood in Barron County and a love of barbecue that developed around his Uncle Roy.
He was a barbecue maniac. He was always doing it. He'd give me a paper grocery sack and say, Wes, and he would tell my cousin Andy and I to go out and gather poke salad. We come back with poke in the springtime, and he would cook up a big mess of poke greens. He would tell us to haul in firewood. We'd go do that and come back. And every time we came back, he would give us something off the tree, or off the pit, as a treat. So my passions for Q go back to childhood.
The barbecue Wes Berry was raised on was Monroe County style, lots of pork shoulder and spicy vinegar dip. In his book, Berry shows a map of Kentucky's different barbecue regions. The Monroe County style is dominant in the South Central region, including the counties of Monroe, Allen, Barron, Cumberland, and Warren. The region of Christian, Davis, Henderson, Hopkins, and Union counties is where you'll often find mutton, sheep barbecue smoked over hickory wood, and burgoo, which Wes describes as an everything but the kitchen sink stew made with an assortment of meats and vegetables. Wes says Kentucky barbecue is distinctive because of its versatility. You can find just about anything here.
In the western part of the state, the main tradition is pulled pork or chopped pork from whole shoulders or Boston butts smoked over hickory coals for a real long time. In Owensboro, mutton is king. But of course, you can also find places that serve good pork ribs, good chopped pork. Some places serve good brisket. Louisville is a hodgepodge of a barbecue town. There are a lot of good beef places there. But there are places in Louisville where you can get lamb ribs, for instance, and smoked pork belly, some of that kind of hoity-toity high-end barbecue. And in Monroe County, you have this very distinctive sliced shoulder tradition that you can find them in Roe and in like four surrounding counties.
Wes says the Owensboro-Davis County area deserves a lot of credit for marketing itself as one of the world's barbecue capitals. Every May, the city hosts the International Barbecue Festival. But for Wes Berry, the best part of this international festival is something that's actually intensely local. The many cooking teams that get together to create a scene along Owensboro's riverfront that Wes calls an optimistic vision of hell.
They have these teams that compete. They all cook mutton and chicken. And they block the streets off and build these big, huge pits. And they basically cook a whole lot of meat over a 24-hour period, and they sell it for charity. Most of these teams are teams from Catholic churches. These guys have been cooking together for over 30 years. Like St. Mary's of the Woods cooking team. Our Lady of Lourdes cooking team, you know? So every year in May, they get together and they smoke up thousands and thousands of pounds of meat for a good cause. And because of that, they build themselves as being one of the world capitals of barbecue.
By this point in our conversation, I've nearly finished my dipped pork shoulder plate with a side of baked beans and vinegar slaw. But poor Wes is the one being interviewed, of course, so he's been doing all the talking instead of eating.
Well, we can take it easy and just chow here a second.
Sure.
Until some of the sound tapers off.
Once we're done eating, we step outside into the windy, sunny afternoon. I mentioned to Wes that I noticed how much he talked in his book about not just the barbecue, but the people who create the barbecue we enjoy. All of that goodness doesn't just magically appear on your plate at noon, after all. Somebody's probably been up a really long time getting things prepared.
Without fail, people are passionate about what they do. And, you know, barbecue is a very... I don't want to call it a difficult food because it's not. It's very simple. You take a piece of meat and you cook it for a long time at very low temperatures using real wood or coal made from wood. But there are people who are cooking using old-fashioned methods. One of my favorite people, Cy Quarles in Grand Rivers, Kentucky, at a place called Mr. Barbecue, he cooks a whole pork shoulder for 24 hours at around 200 degrees, maybe a little lower, burning down hickory wood to coals and shoveling those coals underneath the meats periodically. Takes, you know, maybe about every hour you shovel some new coals under there to keep this steady temperature. You do that for 24 hours. I said, Mr. Quarles, when do you sleep? And he said, I didn't used to sleep until I got a guy to help me.
So before you go, I have to ask you the one question that you know that you're going to get asked when you write a book called The Kentucky Barbecue Book, which is...
Let me guess, Kevin. What's the best place in Kentucky?
That's it.
There is no single best barbecue place in Kentucky. Obviously, anytime you're talking about food, people have individual preferences. There's such a range of barbecue styles. So no number one place, but there are some places that do everything well. And if you read the book, you'll know them because I don't hold back. My enthusiasm just pours out into the page, I think.
Our thanks to Wes Berry, Barron County native, proud Kentuckian, WKU English professor, and the author of The Kentucky Barbecue Book. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Kevin Willis.